Hello and welcome to Missing Mystic Falls, where we cast a critical eye over every single episode of the hit CW show, The Vampire Diaries. My name's Catherine and I'm joined with my co-host, Alice.
Hello, hello, hello.
And then we don't have Ellie today, but she will be making some extra special appearances throughout the episode.
We have snippets of Ellie.
We have her thoughts, her feelings, and her opinions.
What more do we need?
So this is a bit different. Today, we are not talking about an episode. We are doing a wrap-up of season two, looking back on the season, saying what we liked, what we didn't like.
Yeah, we're two seasons in. I think. So this is a bit of a reflection, a quarter of the way through. There's eight, right?
So we're a quarter of the way through the saga.
So yeah, just taking a bit of a step back.
Assess,
yeah.
We also, before we recorded this on various social media platforms, asked people their thoughts on the show. So we have a few of our listeners' thoughts to read out for all the various questions we asked. But starting with, should we just start with like overall thoughts into? What do you think?
I can't believe we started the season with Catherine arriving in Mystic Falls. Like, I was thinking about this wrap up and I was like, surely that cannot be the season.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the season, and I think what a roller coaster. I think we've had, you know, as with season one, you know, there've been highs and lows. I think there's been some great character development in season two. I think there's been some great villains, good relationships, arcs that some I wish we'd explored more. Some, like, for example, Caroline got a really good arc. I think it really explored the relationship with Elena and Damon. As a season, I liked it, and I think, trying to think back to season one, you know, could I pick a favourite season right now? And I think it would be season two.
I don't want to caveat things too much. Out of season one and two, I definitely think season two is a better season. I really like that season one had like a more high school horror feel, but that's gone and that went in season one. So yeah. I can't hold too responsible for that. I think a lot of people consider this the best series of Vampire Diaries.
That wouldn't shock me.
It's so hard. A lot of the people that wrote in said this. They thought this was the best series. I can't say if it is. Prior to rewatching it for the show, I always said I think season two is the best series, but my favorite is series three. Talking about it every week, I have loved series two more and more and more. I think it's a great series of the show. Like, obviously, there are a few dud episodes, but when you're writing a 22 season show, there just always will be.
I also feel like it did the filler better this season than they did in the last. I think they used dud episodes, as you said, like for example, one with Elijah. I think they've used them at least to explore characters more and could do more so. But
and everything like links up. Like we said, you said so much happened, and yes, it did. But I think maybe where later seasons of the show falls apart is everything so separate. Whereas, yeah, the first half was about Catherine coming back into town and about the werewolf curse, but that all links up to the end with Klaus.
Yeah.
That's like needed to get to where we got to the end. Yeah.
I never felt like it was disjointed. And, you know, yes, okay, thinking back, Mason feels
years
ancient.
Ago. Years ago. I was afraid, and I think it maybe has happened a little bit, that because we had like a few weeks off as we were recording, I think we watched this over a longer period than we watched season one in.
Yeah.
So I just feel like my answers are all quite weighted to the back half of the series.
I feel the same. I've definitely got recency bias. Yeah. I've really tried. Outside of that, but yeah. I can't promise.
So some people sent in their general thoughts on this season. So Alexis on Twitter said, the best season of the show, I adore the introduction of Klaus and the other originals. Shout out to Caroline for really going on a journey and becoming the best character in the show, which I think we agree with.
Icon,
legend, love her. Kata Love said, it's the best season, in my opinion. It mostly did everything right and the momentum was maintained throughout, never slowing down as dramatically as it did in the later seasons. Every character was also on their A game and the writers hadn't started playing favourites. I agree, partly.
I think they have, and you know, we talked about
this. Favorites.
Yeah, I think they've had clear characters that they almost the opposite. They've had characters they haven't spent as much time on. You know, as we've talked about the season, Bonnie
is the Bonnie of it all. It's the Bonnie of it all. I think what the this person is talking about is later series of the show, they really pick favorites between Stefan and Damon. Yeah. I think that's what they're, and I would say at this point they haven't done that. I would say that they had started playing favorites because Bonnie was never a favorite.
Yeah. And I guess kind of what they're saying is, like, within, you know, it's not like they picked one or two characters out to say, okay, these are our ones we're leading with, you know.
Which I think they do later.
Which I think, yeah, you know, Caroline gets a really good arc. We get...
Many people get...
We have, like, basically there's a big ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that ensemble are used very well.
Yeah, yeah. I completely agree with that. And I really agree that, like, the momentum, I think partly what is so impressive about this season in particular is that build up. Like, we start talking about Klaus halfway through the season and we don't see him for like 10 episodes. And yet there was some treading water, but in general, they live up to the hype and they do build that momentum, particularly the end with like the second to last episode with the sacrifice. Like, they really built to that moment completely.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Our friend of the pod, Sarah, who wrote in last week, I'll just read out her whole email now because it doesn't really fit in with any of the questions asked. She goes, "Hi girls, thank you so much for reading out my email on the podcast. I hope it's not too late to send in your thoughts for the season 2 wrap up." Nope, because you were sending them at the same time Ellie was sending.
You're in sync, though.
They came through at the same time. "This season is my favorite of the show." Everyone is saying that.
It's a theme.
"I really think they knock out the character, the story, and the vibes. After I saw this season of The Vampire Diaries, it became my comfort show without question. You mentioned you were going to talk about your favorite episodes and characters. My favorite episode this season is The Masquerade Ball. I feel like it's a classic Vampire Diaries episode, and I love the gang teaming up to take Catherine down. My favorite character this season is Catherine." What a surprise, given I love that episode. "I think it's great how she goes from a side character we only see from Damon and Stefan's point of view to a fully fledged villain that you can't help but root for. Nina also knocks it out of the park every time as she's on screen. Accent notwithstanding. So excited to hear your thoughts on season 3, Sarah."
Lovely.
Lovely. We love a Catherine stan.
Yeah.
I put up a relationship chart on Reddit and someone was like, "Catherine just looks like a Ferris wheel." And I was like, girl was here to flirt and ruin lives and nothing else.
Absolutely. She's a menace and I love it.
Okay, now onto the meat. So we have several different categories, the same ones we did for season 1. I don't think we added in anything.
You know what? It's gonna take my brain too much effort to try and remember if we added anything in.
Well, I just took the questions from season 1 and you didn't suggest any more, so I don't think we added any more. So the first one, best worst hair. So do you want to see if we can find what Ellie had to say?
Absolutely.
Honestly, season 2 is a blur. Like, as if you have the Holgerin stuff at the beginning and, like, Mason and things. Like, I don't remember that. That seems like a different series era things. So I haven't been able to do the proper in-depth research and I'm very, very sorry about it. So best hair and worst out, not fully sure. Best hair, I would say it's got to be Catherine at some point. It can't be Catherine at the Masquerade Ball because she's got straight hair and, like, she's trying to look like Elena, so no. Thing that I can't remember is, like, the flashbacks where she meets Elijah and Klaus. And I think she's in, like, a purpley dress. So that would be my best hair. And I think the worst outfit is Caroline's. Like, why is she going for Jackie? I don't understand. And why that jacket? Because she could do so much better. So those are those two, I think. It was such a weird look for Caroline. I guess she's trying to be like Caroline. It was all very strange.
There's Ellie. Oh, bless her. Sorry for the change in quality. Ellie doesn't have her mic with her. I love that what we're all hung up on is Mason. The idea of him being in this season is crazy.
It's wild.
I think it's because he was such a big point, like a big character for like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
And then was not relevant.
And then just, well, died, but yes.
we'll start on best hair. Who got your best hair?
I also got a Catherine.
Particular one?
It's really hard to choose, but I actually have quite a casual one. So when she is messing around at the Salvatore's house.
Messing around.
So she is like flip-flopping on Damon's bed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's slightly sort of, obviously a lot of effort went into it, but an effortless look. I thought she looked gorgeous. But there's so many. There's her really curly hair in the flashbacks. She's just gorgeous. I also want a little nod to Elijah's hair.
I had Elijah as like an honourable mention. Yes. Wait, modern Elijah's hair.
Modern Elijah.
Yeah.
If we're going to...
We'll talk about the other one.
If we're going to worst hair, let's put that. But yes, so those are my... What were yours? I'm glad we had Elijah in there.
Yeah, right. So Elijah was my honourable mention. Right, this is controversial. I want to be really clear. We're talking about best hair here. Nothing else. It's Caroline at the Decade Dance. Her hair looks amazing. It's this like bouncy 60s, like rolled, like poofy hair. I love it so much. It looks great. It's really good hair. I cannot condone her dressing as Jackie Kennedy. I agree. We said it at the time. Insane that she went as assassination Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I know we had Nathan on that podcast and he said he thought it was like a joke from the writers.
I'm not sure it was.
I'm really not sure it was.
I can't say it wasn't.
I don't know. I really don't. Maybe. But yeah, that was my favourite. And then who had your least favourite hair?
So I'm going to ask you the one worst hairdo.
Do. I don't feel like people say hairdo enough anymore. It feels quite like, I don't know, something your mum would say.
Yeah, probably. Well... I'm bringing it back. Has to be the flashback to the originals, Elijah and Klaus, when in the past. They look, those wigs are just dreadful.
Yeah, I have Elijah and Klaus's wig in the past. Awful wig.
Awful.
Klaus in particular, they're both really bad. Klaus's has this weird widow's peak going on that like looks bad. They're both.
The hairline is further back than it is now. So unless...
It's suspicious, let me tell you. Yeah. And then I also wanted to give a mention, an honourable mention to Rose's haircut.
Oh, crikey.
A haircut that never has a more unflattering haircut been on such a beautiful woman. It's criminal what they did.
It is awful.
And I don't think it was of the time.
I think it was trying to do that sort of noughties, edgy punk look. But one, it wasn't the noughties anymore. And two, it didn't work.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to get, you know, like Alice in Twilight vibe.
I don't think that hair were really... Controversial opinion, I don't like Alice's hair in Twilight.
Neither do I, but I think that was like the vibe.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they pulled it off.
I agree.
I can't even call it honourable mention, I think, if we're thinking of kind of like...
Dishonourable mention.
Can't ignore the fact that it's done well with Bonnie's hair throughout the seasons.
Did Elle mention that on her voice note? I think we've got another one from Ellie on that.
Yeah.
Worst hair is always Bonnie. It's always going to be Bonnie. Just, I don't know what they do to crack Graham, and I don't know how she put up with it for all those years, but it's going to be Bonnie. Worst hair.
I agree with that. Like, they just didn't hire the right people to do Kat Graham's hair. It's disgraceful. And hopefully wouldn't be allowed on sets today. Not with the new SAG agreement, I think. I think it's not allowed. Okay, so moving on to best and worst outfit.
Shall we hear from Ellie and what she had to say?
And best outfit, I did really like Elena at Decade Dance. But then I think it will be Catherine with the hair with the purple flashback, if that's right.
That is right.
If that's what I think it is.
Okay. Who did you have?
I found this one tricky again. You know what? I say this. I'm going to say this to every question. I found this one tricky.
Alice doesn't like to make decisions.
I think the two... Oh, I've got to pick one, don't I?
You can say two. It's fine. I'm not so much of a bully. I'll kick you out of the podcast.
I think Catherine looks incredible. I just love them on her.
Are you picking one?
Huh?
Are you picking a particular one?
Well, actually, so I'm gonna revert on what I'm saying in a second.
Oh my gosh.
Listen.
I see. Sorry, I interrupted you. I understand your point now.
I think, did her dirty as pushing it. I think the period outfits in season one were better.
I agree.
So for season two, I'm going to pick the Decade Dance. I think Elena and Bonnie both looked fab.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think particularly, I think what it is the budget for period costumes in season one, I think most of it went on Catherine's dresses.
Yeah.
I think in season two, it just didn't. She had a few that I liked, like, because we had all the flashback with the Lockwood. She had some really vampiric ones in that episode that I liked. And I think the purple one that Ellie's talking about was there.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think the season one ones, like the one where she arrives, is still like my favorite. And then there's like a green one, which I think is like next level. I think the basic answer is Catherine at the Masquerade Ball, because I think that is a moment in Vampire Diaries history.
It does look insane.
I just think it is. But if I was to pick, I really want to give a shout out to Carol Lockwood's various mayor looks. She's really gone from like the bridge between trophy wife to like competent mayor of the city. She has several lovely blazer skirt suits, lots of very tailored dresses. So I think she also dresses herself very well this season. Every time she's on screen, every time she's on screen, we comment on it. And I also want to say that season two, I think they dressed the male characters much better. If you think about season one, we were always making fun of Damon and Stefan being in the same bad boy jacket because they kind of don't really have a like style between them. But if you think about the introduction of like Mason, Klaus, Elijah, they all dress really differently and in a way that suits their characters.
Yeah.
So I do think they improved on that in season two.
I'd second that. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So we had lots of people write in to say Catherine's masquerade outfit. We had PixieDust415, Kata Love also said it, and Mobile Ebb. So huge love for the masquerade ball outfit. Kata Love also said honorable mentions to Catherine's all black outfit with the belt in episode 7. I don't know if you remember this.
Ooh, it's such a good jacket.
Yes, it's such a good look.
Yeah.
The massive belt as well looks amazing. That's a really good pick.
And that's a great outfit.
Brightstick 14 said favorite outfit is whatever Caroline is wearing in 205 when she hears Liz questioning / killing Damon and protects Elena and beats up Mason beats up and kicks Mason into the tree and kills a few police officers.
That's Masquerade Ball, isn't it?
So that's before the Masquerade Ball. It's the moment where she's like got blood on her mouth. I think they must have picked it because I think it's a really like iconic vampire look. She's wearing like a, because it's when they're doing painting, maybe right before the Masquerade Ball. So they're doing painting. So she's in kind of like her work clothes. It's when she's got like the blood.
Yeah.
The red blood around her mouth. And then one on one said Klaus when he comes out of the chest. Which is also a great look. Okay. What about your worst outfit?
It's tricky. I think, you know, what Ellie said about Caroline Jackie O has to be up there with either comedic, which I doubt, or tasteless choice.
Yeah.
By the writers. I could say that Elijah wearing a different man's suit, but he pulled it off, so it's not even a
so
bad
good,
outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't have any disasters. I mean, I don't love Jeremy's fashion in
Schtick.
General, but I have to admit, for this one, I couldn't find, oh god, this outfit. And it might be my memory failing me. I'm sure you're going to tell me that there was an absolutely dire one.
The one I really hated, I don't know if you remember, was Klaus's leather jacket in the past.
Ooh.
It's in the flashback episode, I think, called Klaus, where he's Elijah and Catherine are speaking and he's coming back from like a night on the town covered in blood, but he's wearing this like hideous old-timey studded leather jacket, and he also has the wig in that scene, so it's just like a bad look from head to toe, and I hate it.
Yeah, I think the wigs don't help an outfit. They're pretty appalling.
Okay, on to a big question. Favorite character this season?
You know what? You've been asking all the questions. I'm going to throw this one back and say, who was your pick?
I think there are lots of different characters that you could pick this season, unlike season one where we were largely picking Damon or Bonnie because we were trying to think of people who had a genuine arc that season. You can make a case for lots of different characters for season two, and people have done, and we've got loads of different answers from our listeners. However, for me, it hands down has to be Caroline. I think this is such a good season for her. The season starts with her turning into a vampire, and then she goes on this like amazing journey. As the season progresses, we have her relationship with Tyler. She gets more integrated into the story with like a stronger relationship with Stefan, and then the season closes with like her relationship with Liz, and it really like gives a whole arc and a really beautiful story that she gets in season two.
And I think they've done it in a believable way. It's not like, you know, so many times in someone will just become a whole new character. And as you said, they've given her such a believable arc that you're like, oh yeah, you'd always know she'd get there. But let's also hear from Ellie.
My favourite character of the season is either Caroline, because she becomes a vampire at the beginning of the season, and I just think her like character arc of finding herself, knowing what she wants, like the control that she has, her friendship with Stefan, friendships with Elena, just her relationship with everyone. I think she becomes a much stronger person, both physically and mentally, and like a kinder person. And other than the chaos with Matt, like the way she helps Tyler, the way she helps Elena, the way she helps Stefan as well. I mean, kind of like that Lexi character as well, or filling in that gap. I think that's really, really lovely. So it's definitely Karen. And then I've got to do a shout out to Elijah, because I just think from the second he arrives, like, oh my goodness, what a beautiful man. What an impeccable man. Like, it's such a good character. And I love that you kept him as like the original type. Still couldn't find like the right Klaus. So it's those two.
Love that. Who did you pick?
And I also had Caroline, but I had an honourable mention for Catherine. I think...
Thank you.
She... You're welcome. I think what's brilliant about Catherine is, I think she is a villain, absolutely. And, you know, she's a complete menace, especially for the first half of this. But you can see her motivations, and it's not like, you know, a Damon where they're trying to give her a character arc and taking it back and, you know, making her become a good person. She's not, but you almost understand her as maybe pushing it, but she
I think to understand someone, it doesn't mean you would make the same choices that they made. It just means you know why they made the choice. Not that you condone them, you just know why they made the choices they did.
And just to top it off, she's an icon. She's sassy, she's stunning, and she's a menace. And I love all of that too.
I love her so much. Yeah, she's a great choice. Yeah. There's so many, like, people picked a whole array of people. Pixie Dust also picked Caroline. Brightstick said, favorite character is Elijah. He's my all-time favorite character in The Vampire Diaries. Love his introduction, his noble ways being shown and emphasized, his devotion to his family being seen early on. He's both selfish and selfless, depending on the day. And we get to see the backstabbing, front stabbing if we're going to be technical, from Klaus towards family members that disappoint him. It's very well written.
Very, very true.
I love that. Selfish and selfless depending on the day. I like that. 101 said, probably Klaus. What an incredible villain, and with an incredible build up. I love Klaus. I don't know if he was in enough of this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think the, maybe I'm gonna say minus Klaus Rick, they did like Klaus's build up and his introduction, really, like, he came out with a bang.
Yeah.
And so maybe, and you know, we've got if we're thinking about side characters, but I probably wouldn't, yeah, I'd agree, I probably wouldn't count him as quite a big enough character to be my favorite thing, but still iconic entrance.
And then we had a couple of people pick Tyler, which I thought was interesting. Ooh. I think Tyler is a great choice for this season. So 5'8" lady said Tyler, as did Kata Love, who said, I enjoyed his de-douching, his looming werewolf transformation, his friendship to relationship with Caroline, and his actual transformation sequence. I think Tyler is a great
shout. That's a good choice.
If you think from season one to like, we all hated Tyler. To season two, yeah. He starts with his dad dying. I'd say, like, it's kind of an arc for, like, two-thirds of the season.
Yeah. I think you don't... Well, yeah, he goes away and you don't see him that much for a bit, but...
He's a great choice. And I agree. I loved his transformation sequence pre-seeing the tiny little werewolf. The teeny tiny werewolf. And then Mobile Ebb said, has to be Elena this season for me, with all the plotting, daggering Elijah, and endangering him desperately to save Bonnie, her emotional turmoil. Elijah is a close second because I adore him, and Catherine third.
I also think a good choice.
I love that someone picked Elena. Yeah. I really did. Elena, we have a complicated relationship with Elena, but end of season two, I adore her. A great character, a great season for her.
Yeah. I think also growth, and I know we talked about arcs, so I don't want to sort of repeat myself too much, but I do think she also had a lot of growth. And I know she's always been pegged as the selfless character, but a lot of it was, I think in season one, they laboured the fact that the actual actions didn't support so much. And this time it's actions more than words here. You're everything she's doing, and also just the strength that she's having.
Even her, like, forgiveness of Damon right at the end, I thought was, I just think it was, is who she is so compassionate, and she is willing to forgive him And it's not just Damon. I think she's like that for many of the, but she was willing to forgive John. Like she is just willing to go so far for the people she loves, even if they're awful people, which sometimes is frustrating, but at this point in the show is quite admirable because everyone's a murderer. Love it. I love that someone picked Elena. Thank you. And then another big one. What was your favorite episode this season? Ellie.
I was really torn with favourite episode because, again, this season covers so much ground and it moves at like such a pace that the first half of the season and the second half of the season are two completely different storylines. Like, they're dealing with different things. Not completely different, like, they're still dealing with, like, the Sun and the Moon curse, but it feels very different. So I really like the Rose episode where Rose dies and gets bitten, and it's all like mainly just the end of that episode with her and but one I think it's like the last two episodes for me where the last day where Stefan and Elena go off, and then also the bit with the ritual and John's death. So I think those two, it's just a very strong season ending and kind of those bits. Sorry, I haven't done too much research to talk about this eloquently, but those are my
Great episodes.
Great episodes.
I also picked The Last Day. I really might be my favorite episode of the show, full stop. Founders Day and Friday Night Bites, they're the holy grail for me. And The Last Day.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
I fangirled so hard when we were recording. I was obsessed with it. I think it's the best acting from Nina and Paul. I think it's beautifully, tenderly written. I think it's such an interesting character piece for Elena while still managing to have this fear and tension because you know what is about to happen and is coming so soon. So I have to pick that episode. I just have to.
And we are all in sync because that is also the episode that I picked. But, you know, I think you've yourself eloquently covered everything. About that episode, I think it was beautifully done, and character development, Stefan and Elena's relationship. Honourable mentions, I would say The Masquerade is a classic.
Yeah.
There is no avoidance to that. I think it's got some really just, it's a fun one. It's one where you're like, woohoo, we get the, you know, you get the villain. Another honourable mention to The Sacrifice. I thought they did that really well, I think, and we talked about it at the time, the way they cut it was slightly interesting, but the actual sacrifice and the way the characters kind of played that out and John's death.
Okay, yeah, you touched on a lot of episodes that our listeners mentioned because they're just fucking good episodes. So Pixie just said The Sun Also Rises, which is the sacrifice episode. Oddly enough, not the one called... One critique I do of this season is the episodes aren't named right.
Oh, God, I called it The Sacrifice. I'm wrong. You know the one I meant.
I knew the one you meant. The Sacrifice is the episode where they find out about the sacrifice. The Sun Also Rises is the episode where it happens. Equally, Rose isn't the name of the episode where Rose dies in. It's the name of the episode where we meet Elijah.
Yeah.
So a few of the episodes I think are named wrong, because if you think of the Rose episode, it should be the one where she dies, not the one where you meet her, because you also meet Trevor and Elijah.
Yeah.
Small critique. Small critique. Sarah said The Masquerade Ball. Bright Stick said, my favourite episode is either 202 Brave New World, which is, do you remember what happens in that one?
That's Caroline becoming a vampire.
Yes, the sheet sweat. It's the carnival one.
And Steph and Lena have that lovely moment on the Ferris wheel. That is a good episode.
That's a great episode. Or Rose, which is the introduction of Elijah. Or The Descent. I can't remember what The Descent is. 212. Rose's Sad Death, that's the one Rose dies in.
Ah!
Can't choose between those three because I love Caroline becoming a vampire, Elijah's introduction, and Rose's very sad death. Yeah, fair enough. Maximum Magician said, in season two, my favourite episode is The Last Dance. Perfect episode, a decade dance, Bonnie looks amazing. Great plan and twist, I love everything about that episode. I love that episode too.
Yeah.
That is a
solid... You know what, there's so many brilliant episodes. Bangers. And they bring you different things.
Yeah.
You know, there's some real emotional ones, some real, like, wins for the team. Action.
One-on-one said The Sun Also Rises, closely followed by Klaus, so the sacrifice episode and then the flashback Klaus episode, both of which are great. The episodes basically contain everything that makes The Vampire Diaries great: a fantastic villain, a great and shocking plot, great pacing, incredible emotional scenes, and sacrifices.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Kata Love said, I think the ones I go back to without rewatching the whole series are Masquerade, Rose and Katarina, which is where we got Catherine's backstory.
That's also a great one.
There's so many bangers in season two. So Hard, but 215, which is the dinner party.
I do like the dinner party.
I would confidently say, not the best episode of Vampire Diaries, but the best episode of this podcast. loved Stefan and Elena's convo and Elena daggering Elijah. Loved that. And 207, which I don't know what that is. That'll be the Masquerade. Best Catherine episode ever. So yeah, we're in quite a lot of... There's just so many options. It's not this... I do think season two is better than season one, because I do think for some of them we were... I just think we didn't have as much choice for season one for like our favourite stuff. Yeah. Okay. Next question. Most shocking death.
Whew. Hard one.
Who did you pick?
So this is where I have some caveats.
Okay. Oh God.
Just bear with. So.
It's your podcast. You can just
I think there's kind of two, like there was visually shocking and there was.
I said we had this fucking discussion when we did season one. Did we carry on?
The same discussion about the same question.
Yes, you were like, is it visually shocking? I know, because on season one, you were, I can't remember who you actually ended up picking, but you were debating it if you could pick that guy that got run over by the car. Do you remember that suddenly got run over? Because you said that was visually shocking.
It was visually shocking.
You can pick something that's visually shocking. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
Okay, so I've picked Damon killing Jeremy.
Yeah.
Because, and I know straight after, so... It's shocking for a very short point in time, but I just think, you know, Damon had a big character arc. He was sort of becoming a better person. And early on in season two, he goes and kills Elena's brother. And I don't think they dealt with the aftermath of that in such a good way. It almost took away from the shock of the death. But he killed Elena's brother.
Well, Alice. I'm in complete agreement for you, because I picked Damon killing Jeremy
yes.
in the end of the first episode, because that was shocking. But did you have another one with your caveat? So that was your actual answer and you thought I was going to yell at you?
No, that was my actual answer. I just have so many. I have so many honorable mentions.
Yeah.
But I think before I go on to my honorable mentions, let's hear from Ellie.
Shocking deaths. For me, it's Jonas as well, where he gets... just burst into flames whilst Caroline is singing.
Which means Luca.
Oh, God, crap, what's that song? Eternal Flame. Awful choice of music choice. A very horrific death. Not a good choice. And then the other one, sorry, because you know me, I can't limit it down to one option. The other one would be Jenna as well. Not her death in the sacrifice, but more her becoming a vampire and being used in the sacrifice. I think that's very, very shocking from that point. So those would be my two.
Also a great two.
Yeah, so many people picked Jenna. Pixie Dust, One-on-One, and Mobile Ebb all picked Jenna. Brightstick said the most shocking death was probably Slater. Just knowing that an original vampire can compel other vampires and Elijah's had to be done attitude towards compelling this guy to killing himself, brutal. Slater could not have been a nicer friend for the Mystic Falls gang to go to help, but no. Also, Liz the sheriff shooting Jeremy.
Oh god, yeah.
The sheriffs in Mystic Falls have a tendency to shoot innocent humans while aiming for vampires. Great pick. Slater again, it changes the game. Elijah is a whole new threat because he can compel a vampire. So everything we knew is thrown out of the window. That was a great choice. And then Kata Love said, for momentarily shocked, it would be Slater or Trevor. They were both quick and brutal and showcased Elijah's strength and brutality. For long-term emotional shock, Jenna seems like the obvious answer because she was a main character who was killed off and not brought back to life. Important.
Yeah.
It was just shocking that they actually went through with the entire sacrifice. Yeah, that's what we were saying last week. They lost the season, like they just failed completely.
Yeah, all everything.
Yeah, Trevor, how did?
He got his head cut, like literally lobbed off.
Oh, yeah, because that to be fair, yeah, that's good, because it's shocking because it's part of Elijah's introduction. Like, he had the agreement with Rose and he was very carefully worded that Rose would be safe, kill Treasure. Yeah, that Trevor, that was a great death. Yeah.
I also, on the visually shocking, Isabel just burst into flames.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, as you said, we had two deaths by bursting into flames.
Yeah, Luca. Because Jonas died.
Catherine killed Jonas.
Yeah. But Luca burst into flames. Yeah, absolutely. That was horrible. It's a best song then, Alice.
I've got quite a rogue one.
Okay.
I love it when Catherine is going back and she's looking through her family album, and it's like I can't say this without sounding silly. Amen, Omen. Like it's like
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. But obviously that's in America. Okay, fine, it's called Amen, Omen.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even cross my mind that they would say Amen.
Yeah.
I think you say Amen, Omen. It's okay. That's a nice moment.
But I really enjoy that song, and in the moment it's in. There are obviously other great ones and I've mentioned, but what did you pick?
So I also picked a Catherine moment. End of episode 4, Breathe Again, Sarah Bareilles. It's when she's like thinking of her lost love, Stefan, and she says, I will be back, don't you worry.
Oh, is that when it's a flashback and she...
Yes, but it's a flashback, yeah. And then you see modern day, like her gently touching her lip.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, she still loves him.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then, not my pick, but I can't not mention Skinny Love. End of episode 21, the funeral song as John's letter was being read out, because that scene broke me.
I also enjoyed All This Time when Stefan whisks Lena up onto the Ferris wheel.
A really nice song. Lovely. Lovely. I don't think as many highs song wise as season one.
I would also agree. I picked a couple. I was like, oh gosh, it's going to be so hard to choose. And it was like, it's hard to choose, but it wasn't as hard to choose as I thought. There were a lot of ones where I was like, definitely not.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. And then most ridiculous plot line.
Gosh, there's so many. What is your pick?
Okay, mine is Jeremy and Bonnie dating. And I'm not using Luca properly. And we having to sit through scenes of Bonnie and Jeremy's awkward chemistry and then scenes of them talking through web cameras and my Wi-Fi bullshit. No, it just didn't work on any conceivable...
No chemistry.
No chemistry together. It didn't work on any level for me. Like, I just didn't believe them as a couple. I thought it was boring storyline. I think it was clearly written to give Jeremy something to do. I don't care if Jeremy had anything to do. I'd rather Bonnie had an interesting and engaging storyline.
Absolutely. I agree. I didn't pick one. I wrote a bunch.
You just ignored the question.
No. Okay. I also had Jeremy and Bonnie, but also on Bonnie, I had Jonas taking Bonnie's magic and giving it right back. She was without
pointless.
It for less than an episode. You know, it could have been interesting, but it just wasn't because of that. I've got going to Duke University because, of course, Isabel has all the answers. How they kind of find out some of their plot points throughout the series is just, well, Isabel will know.
Was was Duke from Duke this series, or was that series one?
I think it was series one.
It's Duke from Duke.
Series one, Duke from Duke. Yeah. Sorry, alas. R.I.P. King.
We'll get there.
Damon trying to kill Mason for no reason. Like, I guess it's less a ridiculous plot, but more just a ridiculous Damon. And I just didn't really like the plot around the werewolves' revenge.
That was boring. That was filler.
I found it boring and filler. I guess it wasn't ridiculous, but it just deserved a spot on bad plots.
Yeah. Okay. Good choices. Pixie just said, Caroline having to break up with Matt. She learned control pretty quickly. I liked them at the time. I agree. That wishy-washy breaking up with Matt.
And
going
back
and then dating him again. And then I agree.
I'd have been fine if they'd broken up if they hadn't started dating again.
Yeah. I agree with that, actually. It was that back and forth. And then Brightstick said, is the most ridiculous plotline is Dr. Martin being an idiot. If your daughter is willingly working with Klaus and you decide to work with Elijah to save your daughter, then why the hell would you send your inexperienced teenage witch son into a house full of vampires to try and undagger Elijah? Do it yourself. Don't send your child into a vampire's house and act shocked that they killed him. Luca's death is Dr. Martin's fault.
Ooh, harsh take.
Agree.
I'm not saying wrong take.
I love the passion. I'm so glad you aired that. Have you ever seen, I must have showed it, have you ever seen New York eviscerating Gemma Collins?
No.
I would like to say that Gemma is a fat cunt. She does not possess the vernacular that she thinks she possesses. Have you never seen that clip?
No.
Oh, I'll show you later. She destroys that woman without even like pausing. It just reminded me of that. I'll show you later. It's an iconic moment in British TV history. Okay, question 8, favorite cliffhanger.
I just loved Elijah coming back to life at the end of the episode.
Which time?
The first time when you think we've actually killed him.
Yeah.
So I think it, you know, a new villain's arrived, they've defeated him, and he's been literally staked through the heart. And I think similar to what one of the commenters said about, you know, Slater being killed being such a kind of, oh my gosh, what is this? Changing the game. I think Elijah not being able to be killed changes the game, and he knows and he's out for revenge. And I think, although we learn to love him dearly, at this point in time, that's a terrifying prospect. So that was my...
Alison, when you should come on a journey with me and cast your mind back all the way to the beginning of this season. Caroline is in hospital. We think she's going to die, but don't worry. She is saved, happy and healthy. Then the end of episode one, Catherine says, give the Saboteur boys a message from me. Game on. And kills her, changing the very nature of the show we watched. And Caroline goes from poor innocent Caroline to the supernatural badass that we know and love today. And that is my choice.
That is, it is a great one. I mean,
it's a small one, but it's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's just such a good setup for the scene. And
game on.
Game on.
Love it. Pixie just said, episode 18, The Last Dance. Hang on there.
Was that Bonnie coming back to life? Was that cliffhanger? I can't remember.
Did we see Klaus for the first time, maybe, actually? Is that the Klaus reveal? No, we don't. We definitely don't see Klaus because...
It's Rick, Klaus Rick.
It's Elena undaggering Elijah.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah. Elena choosing Elijah. Yeah. Yeah, because we recorded that with Nathan, so he didn't get to see Klaus.
Alas.
Bright Stick. Favourite cliffhanger was wondering why the hell Jeremy was seeing the ghost of Anna and Vicky. I think it's a good cliffhanger. I don't know if it's like good enough for the end of season. I guess it is for his character, but it felt like it was the final scene, right?
Yeah, I agree. I loved season two. I think they could have ended it with a bit more of a bang.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's not that every season needs a cliffhanger, but that was kind of like, oh, we're doing one, but like season one, everything on the edge. So I don't know. It wasn't that great. But I like them seeing the ghosts. And as I said last week, the girls are back. Love it. One-on-one said, Elijah running off with Klaus after he'd broken the curse. So the end of the sacrifice episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ooh, Kata Love said the same one as you. Elijah pulling the giant wooden stake out of his chest for sure. Despite the originals already being name dropped earlier, this scene let us know that the characters were about to start playing on an entirely different chessboard.
Yeah.
People fucking love Elijah, and I'm here,
it. He's
so good. And then Mobile Ebb said the end where Stefan left with Klaus is the only one that I can think of that worried me. I like that they were worried. That is a good cliffhanger to be fair.
Yeah.
Like Stefan is going off with Klaus and we know not why.
Yeah.
Okay, so then question 9. Favourite tertiary character? Or I think I said best.
Let's hear from Ellie.
Or tertiary character, of course, Slater. Sorry, Peking. Love him. I just would love to be Slater's friends. And I think he's used his time as a vampire very well. Just learn more things. Very sad he never got a daylight ring. Also always loved Rose. I think she was really great. The dynamic between her and of course Bree when she was at the Masquerade Ball with
not Bree.
Catherine. So those would be my favourite.
I said that so coldly. It's not Bree, Ellie. Her name's Lucy. And she's very tall and statuesque and I love that. No, I agree. Good choices. Who did you say?
So I said I also had Lucy and Luca.
Yeah, I liked Luca. I didn't like his facial hair.
No, fair play. I thought Luca, you know, I think he could have been used more than he was. I think there was a lot of potential there, and I wish they didn't kill him off so soon. But I think it was really interesting how he kind of helped Bonnie engage with his magic, and I think that was, I enjoyed watching the two of them and the sort of both supportive and antagonistic relationship between the two of them as the war on. I had a sad and untimely death. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, that's very fair. I have a brand.
You have a brand?
I have a brand, like a personal brand that I have to stick with, so I have to pick Carol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I had Carol down. I put dash save for Catherine.
Let me justify it. She's the mayor. She's getting shit done. She's wearing great skirt suits. She's flouncing around the town doing her previous job and her current job of being the mayor and being the best.
She's also giving the sheriff a good kick up the arse.
She recognizes the incompetence in the Mystic Falls Sheriff Department, and she was trying to prevent an untimely shooting of Jeremy Gilbert. She was trying to save lives. And then I said if I didn't pick Carol, I would pick Luth. But I will, let me just say, every season up until something happens, I will pick Carol. Loads of people said Rose, and I think Rose is a great choice. I think she really fits this.
Yeah.
She's really important for a few episodes this season. So Pixie Dust, Brightstick, and Cattle Love all picked Rose. Cattle Love also said Mason, as did Mobile Ed, who said, maybe Mason, I like his, sorry, he had his flaws, but I liked his relationship with Tyler, which I did like. I kind of wish Mason stuck around.
Yeah.
No, you didn't like Mason. I just remembered you didn't like Mason.
I'm not that sad to see him gone.
We've had this conversation. I forgot you didn't like Mason. I don't mind him, and I feel his death was very sad.
I think it was unnecessary. Brutal. But it didn't. I'm sad for him, but it didn't pull at my heartstrings, if I'm honest.
Okay.
Rose's death did more so, I think.
Well, yeah, that is. I think anyone would say that's a sadder death.
Yes. Anyway.
One-on-one said Liz or Lexi, if she counts. Is Lexi in this season?
I think it might have been season one, wasn't it?
No, we had a flashback.
Oh.
We had a Lexi flashback. Yeah, Lexi absolutely counts.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Well done them.
Liz also is a great character. Liz had some great stuff this season with Caroline. She should be fired.
Incompetent.
She should be.
But... Yeah, good relationship building.
And the big one. So thinking, this is really important, guys. Thinking of, really important. Yes. You know what? Yeah, this is really important. Thinking of only season two, and you have to be thinking of only season two for this. Are you Team Stelena or Team Delena? Hit the button.
Dum, dum, dum.
I am 100% Stelena. Damon can fuck off. He is a horrible, horrible, horrible person. He's killed Delena's brother. He has almost turned her into a vampire against her will. He doesn't respect her in any way. He doesn't respect anyone in any way. He sexually abuses and assaults everyone. He is a petulant child who just has a tantrum and makes things a million times worse. Stefan and Elena understand each other. They get each other. They don't push people into different things. Even though Stefan is like, we'll get there. But 100% Stelena. They just, the way that they respect each other and have the conversations and actually communicate with each other is probably quite a healthy relationship to see in this incredibly unhealthy show.
Yeah. Well, who are you? Well, should we say it together?
Delena.
Yeah.
At this point, it feels almost, well, it's inevitable.
Yeah. And this is a great season for Elena and Stefan. They're a fantastic couple this season. They're the best couple on TV in this season. I don't care what anyone says. Beautiful relationship. It's not, I will say, because some people replied with, I don't like, they don't want to like pick sides. I wouldn't say we're always one or the other. We do move between the two, which is why we ask this question. But if you look at this season of a whole, Damon is awful this season.
He is awful. And I think they have some beautiful moments.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The end with him dying and she gives him a little kiss. That's a gorgeous moment. That's absolutely lovely.
But I think repeatedly throughout the season, Stefan respects her choices and gives her the opportunity, you know, when, especially in the last day, you can see him really saying, tell me you don't want to be a vampire. And Damon cares for her, but to the ends that he wants her safe, no matter her feelings about it. Like, for example, when he gave her the vampire blood and just repeatedly you've seen...
Murdered her brother.
Well, that was... Yeah.
I think it showed a lack of respect.
That's a whole new ballgame. But he does things for Elena. It's a different relationship. And the one that Steph and Elena seem to have a lot more mutual... understanding and agreement, and Damon's like, I will do whatever works for me to save you.
I just think all those Stefan and Elena haters out there, I need you to watch The Last Day and then look me in the eye and tell me that isn't romantic and heartbreaking and beautiful and you don't feel the love between them, because I don't understand how you wouldn't see it. I don't understand. I've been changed by that episode of television, and I know I've seen it before, but it changed me this watch.
But also this watch, like, I remember, I think my first watch, having really mixed feelings by the end of this season, mm-hmm. especially after the last episode with Damon dying and going, gosh, I think I was still in it, but I don't think I was far off. Whereas this rewatch, I felt like very, very strongly one way. So it is interesting. And I think, I don't know what all the comments have been, but you take different things from different viewings of it.
Should we count? Do you want to, you count the Stelena ones, I'll count the...
Are we including ourselves? No.
Let's not include ourselves, and then we can add three on.
I trust depending which way it's ways, eh?
I was just saying, okay. So Skip on Instagram said, I just want to say how much this season makes me team Stefan. Him and Elena this season are perfection, the best couple in the show, hands down. One for you. Pixie just said team Stefan. I'll come back to that one. Brightstick said Delana. One-on-One said, I don't really pick teams. I think in general, if I had to choose, I have a preference for the Stefan and Elena relationship. But I think the Damon Elena relationship is largely done quite well and has some really good scenes in this season too. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Kata Love said, I generally have never been on either team. Neither stuck out as good or bad in this season, if I'm being honest. All right, watch The Last Day and then talk to me. Watch it again. My instinct is to stay Stelena. But I was all in on Forward at this point. So I'd want to stay. Do you know who Forward is?
Not a clue.
Okay, it's two characters in the show. It's two.
Oh, wait.
You can do this.
Forbes Lockwood, is it Carol and Liz?
No!
Tyler and Caroline! Oh my God!
I can't believe you so earnestly. Carol. I don't think Carol and Liz have a lot of shippers. If you're out there, please let us know. What a lesbian power couple that would be. I would love it. I can't believe you earnestly thought.
Oh dear. Okay, we're on 4-1 at the moment.
Okay. Oh. And one for Carol and Liz. Mobile Herb said Delana for sure. They were fighting a lot this season, but they had some really sweet scenes. Their scene after Rose dies killed me. That's very cute. Their number one season, in my opinion. That's crazy. I think they have better seasons.
Yeah, I think this lays.
I think season one is a better season for them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Enemies to lovers, but not quite. sorry, let me just finish reading this. Stelena was good and had some highlights, but it felt like they were an afterthought this season. I got into them in season 3. Okay, I get that, because there's lots of scenes where...
I'm not putting that on either, by the way.
No, they said Delena. I've got it.
Oh, that's the same. Sorry.
That was whole thing.
Sorry, I thought that was a new
comment. No. Because there were lots of scenes where it was between Stefan and Elena, and then you kind of cut to Damon. So I do get feeling that Stefan and Elena were an afterthought partway through the season. But then the end of the season is all about them, and I won't hear any critiques. So 4-2. So our listeners are also currently Delana. So we'll keep track of how this goes. And then just on relationships. Maiden Hope Chrome on Instagram said, what's your fave couple this season? Mine is Tyler and Caroline. I love their story in season 2. The only downside is the back and forth between her and Matt.
Fair play.
So would you have another favourite couple? Who have we got?
So we've got
Liz and Carol.
Favourite couple. We've got Jenna and Larick, but I'm not putting them in my favourite couples.
No, Bonnie and Jeremy.
Bonnie and Jeremy, no.
I liked, not my favourite couple, I liked the chemistry between Elijah and Catherine.
Yes.
Non-romantic, I also liked the relationship between Elijah and Elena.
Yes. I also, and Bonnie and Luca, the relationship between them.
Bonnie and Luca
was
interesting.
But I think if we're thinking couples, I think the best, in a romantic sense.
Yeah, the best two are Stefan and Elena and Caroline and Tyler. I really like Caroline and Tyler as well, I will say.
I just think it's really good if they're kind of like friendship as well. And I think, I don't like the back and forth from that. But one of the only things I'll say to it is it allows, and obviously I know Tyler then kind of steps over the line and Caroline, but it allows for some of their friendship foundation to be built without maybe us feeling like Tyler's just there to go out with Caroline. I think it helps build.
You're right. He's not introduced just, you know, those characters that are introduced just as a love interest and they don't serve the story. And then when their relationship runs the course, they have to leave. That's not the case with Tyler here. Yeah, okay. And then finally, biggest RIP King moment. So an RIP King moment is when, this is how I would define it, is when a male character, I would say that you largely don't really care for, that you don't die is normally horrifically, and your kind of response is to go RIP King in a funny way. Yeah. But it can be taken various ways.
A prime example.
Mr. Tanner is
the original.
Is the OG.
RIP
King.
Let's pan to you, Catherine. We can hear from Ellie.
So I think this is a hard... I don't think there were as many this season.
There really weren't.
I would say like Mason dying could be one, but I did think it was quite sad. So you can't find it too sad, I would say.
Yeah, even for me, I didn't find Mason's death. I think you almost have to be like, lol, bye. And
I would say whoever Stephen Amell played the werewolf, that would be an example of an RIP King moment. Like in one episode dies, who cares? I would pick Trevor as my RIP King moment. Who cares? And then he kept cropping back up. Yeah. And so he kept being like, RIP King.
Should we hear from Ellie?
Yeah.
RIP King for me is John Gilbert's death. I don't know what it is. I hate that character the entire time he's there. But the second that it's his death scene, I sob. Like, I genuinely... it's not even like one tear down my cheek. It's like a breakdown sob. So it's got to be that one for me. Like, I don't know how or why they do it. This character that I do not care anything about, I'm suddenly so heartbroken by his death. So that's got to be it for me.
That's an earnest RIP
King. We need to have a conversation with Ellie about this definition.
I also took it slightly differently. Mine's not a death.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. I need to have a conversation with Ellie about the whole phrase and Alice with what RIP means. But like, let's go on with what you said.
Mine is when Rick punches John in the face.
I don't know if this counts. It's your show. You can count it. Why is that an RIP King moment? Did he knock him out? No?
He didn't quite, but that was kind of the direction I was going.
Okay. I don't know if I can sanction this, but you guys are entitled to your opinions.
I think it was hard because I just actually don't think there was a really strong RIP King moment this season.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think with death, Trevor is the closest.
I think Trevor is a clear RIP King.
But yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't accept your story. You can have it.
Fine.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
I'll cope.
That's the end. I feel we should have ended there. So yeah, so that is the end of season two. I have to say a huge thank you for everyone who got in touch. We were slightly overwhelmed.
But we really appreciate it.
We love hearing your opinions. They're all really interesting. It's great to hear other... Also, thank you to Ellie for sending us those voice notes while she's very busy and having fun. She found some time. Just thank you for getting in touch. And if you want to continue to do so... How can they do it?
You can follow us on Instagram at Miss Mystic Pod.
No, Missing Mystic Falls Pod. Sorry, I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
It's been a while.
Recorded like, anyway, 2 weeks ago.
That's a while. Okay. We've got too many platforms and they all have different names. You can contact us on Instagram at Missing Mystic Falls Pod.
Yep.
Yeah? Is it not Miss Mystic Falls? Oh, crap.
I'll do this. All right, stop. So you can contact us on Instagram at Missing Mystic Falls Pod or over on Twitter at Miss Mystic Pod. We will put out episode reminders, all the stats that we share, and we keep track, and we'll do that for season three going forward as well. Or if you don't have social media, you can email us at missingmysticfallspod@gmail.com, the same as Instagram. We will be back with season three shortly. We are going to have a couple of weeks. There will be an extra special surprise dropping in your podcast feed. If you saw what we did last time, you might know what we'll be moving on to this time. And then we'll be back to discuss season three. Ellie will be back at some point. Do not worry. But if you want to send in any of your thoughts on season three or anything on season two, we'd love to talk about the show. So we will send you replies on anything.
Keep in touch. It's always so good for us as well. We're in our little bubble to hear outside perspectives, and you know, we'll talk about some characters and kind of some of the thoughts you sent in this week is what I'm looking for there. You know, some have been very in line with what we've been talking about, and some have just given us completely kind of fresh perspectives on some of it. So please keep it coming.
Yeah, we will be back. Bye.
That's half an hour.
Oh, I didn't like it.